Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Chuck Christopherson, Chief Financial and Chief Information Officer at the USDA. Also joining us in our conversation from IBM is Mike Wasson. Chuck, we talk with many of our guests about collaboration. Can you tell us a little bit about the kinds of partnerships that you're developing now to improve operations or outcomes at the USDA, and how do you see these partnerships changing over time?
We actually, you know, as you expect, would actually collaborate a lot, both inside the government with different entities inside of USDA as well as with the vendor community with the different things that we own and operate. To take a little more simplistic approach on collaboration and not get into the multi-department collaborations, but, you know, inside of USDA we talked about having multitask teams and actually implementing processes across USDA and not just in silo organizations. We also work, you know, with Department of Interior and some coordination as well and some communications because Forest Service has interactions with them as well. And then when we get to, you know, the vendor community and especially when it comes to information technology, one of the things that's been really key for our people is to, A, understand what we own, and then understand how to fully utilize it and understand how it connects to other pieces inside of USDA. And that's a learning curve that we went through this last year. We found that there was some, you know, great products that we had already owned that we hadn't fully implemented, that once they're implemented, it just filled in the 5% of a 95% solution. And so, you know, what's happened is, you know, we've worked with a lot of our vendors on the products that we have to fully understand and utilize their knowledge when it comes to their products. And it's amazing how fast you can actually leapfrog when it comes to technology. You know, you can take, you know, a 1980s organization process and actually take it all the way to 2007 and have a plan to take it on where you're going through 2010 to 2015 by a very simple conversation or 2 days with a, you know, a group or a vendor that you have their product. So, you know, we don't take these things lightly as we do them. It's very intense. Our teams are very intense as we work through them. We ask very hard questions, et cetera. And then we always ask, especially with information technology companies, we do resort often back to tell us about your Lean Six Sigma program, because most of them have that program in-house, and it's a great learning environment for our IT and finance employees.
I'd like to transition now to the future, Chuck. Can you give us a sense of some of the key issues that will affect CFO and CIO offices government-wide over the next couple of years?
Well, I think our biggest issue is that we're going to be through a prolonged period of very thin budgets. If you look again, you know, we're getting more competition in the world. We're getting more requirements for our resources. Inflation is not changing. It's not going down. Probably going to go through some inflationary period here, and that's actually respectable if you look across the board at the lack of inflation that we've had for many, many years. Employee salaries will continue to go up. All these things will put continued constraints on the resources, on the administrative, the discretionary budgets, things like that. And so I think that's going to be a big issue, and only those agencies or departments that really understand how you take something and through a whole change management to say, how do I get from something that's old and continually perpetuate to something that's new in an organized manner, those ones that can't do that are going to struggle. There's just not going to be for a lot of areas unless it's incredibly strategic. So, you know, things that we measure like pandemics and stuff like that is, you know, very strategic when it comes to the safety of the United States. You know, those will get funded first, and then it's basically what gets funded last, and some things won't get funded at all. And so it's the same budget. You only have money's a limited supply. Those constraints will continue as far as I can tell for the foreseeable future. So I think it's going to be tough. And, you know, where USDA shines in that is by having two hats on this one organization is it very clearly allows us to both lay out priorities for the IT people in saying this is what we can fund, therefore this is what we do, and you know very, very quickly this is what we do instead of going through, you know, the dance and minutia saying, I would like to do this. Well, you don't have that money. Well, I'd like to do this. Well, I can't afford that, that you often see when things are split. And also on the finance side, to have the ability to capitalize off of information technology across the board will just be key. Suddenly we can start lessening the cost then of how we operate finance inside the federal government as well. So two dynamic elements really help out in the future at USDA.
Now, on a broader basis, what are some of the major opportunities and challenges your organization will encounter in the future, and how do you envision your offices will evolve over the next 5 years?
Some of the broader challenges are still comes back to how do we support out the mission of USDA. When I first came in, and I continually do this, I spent a lot of time in the various missions. And so I spent time, you know, at the Forest Service, Shared Service Operations that's in Albuquerque to understand them. I spent time, you know, at one of their regional operating offices, and then I went up into, you know, a national forest to visit that and to see the dynamics of those. You know, I've done that also with the Farm Service Agency and multiple other groups. I've been out to look at research and that operation. Anyway, you know, those things are just key in how we actually truly understand and keep focused on the mission areas. And oftentimes as we get tight on our budgets and we have all these other things that are happening, we start looking out and we forget about the mission areas and we're like, I have to focus on my budget. I have to focus on this. I need to, you know, install this and do this. You know, the first step for us is always, you know, look at the mission areas and what they need. How do we optimize a mission area in running their infrastructure and their support? How do we basically take, you know, what's an org structure that looks like, you know, a tree flowing down? How do we flip it over and make it so that administration is now supporting out, you know, the mission of USDA, that, you know, basically the mission of the American people? So that'll always continue to be a challenge, how we support that with the budget and how we make the right decisions with that is key. But I think, you know, the nice thing is that, you know, as I look at this president, if I was to put a milestone out there, you know, I would say that, you know, this president has really taken us to a business level of government in operations that is very measurable, that we understand where we should be putting our money. We understand where we have issues and errors because we measure, and we know exactly where we have big problems that we have to address. Those are tough to, you know, look at sometimes and identify and say, hey, I have a problem here. But we've now injected some honesty into government, and it allows us to address our issues very forthright.
Now, Chuck, you alluded earlier to the pending retirement wave within government. How are you handling this issue, and what is your organization doing to ensure it has the right staff mix to meet such a challenge?
Well, as executive, you always have to watch your turnover in organization, make sure that you have the ability to retain and manage skill sets. We looked at this, and on, you know, the CFO side, which I have more years, you know, in management, we looked at that and we said, you know what, we have a problem. We need to go through and make sure that, you know, we train people at least to have the ability to have them compete for those positions. You know, you still have to compete for an SES position unless you go through the SES program. You know, as I looked at it, I said, inside of USDA, I have to have the ability basically to have at least, you know, the skill set as we go forward. On top of that, it allows our SESs to be more flexible as well. So our senior executives now can have a broader focus versus just a focus on, you know, one small item or something like that, or how do I manage people moment by moment versus how do I manage them, you know, a week at a time. And so basically with Lean Six Sigma and with some other programs that we have instituted, we've started some of that training. We've looked at people individually that are the next level down from our SESs and said, really, what do they need to complement themselves in order to start to move up? They have a choice. I mean, a lot of people that, you know, are GS-15s don't want to deal with all the issues that a SES has to deal with and the flexibility that SES has to have. I mean, you have to be available basically when somebody picks up the phone and says, congratulations, you're senior exec, you have to operate this coup plan, you have to do this or whatever. People should have that option. And it should be that, you know, every, you know, senior executive that's out there should be, you know, managing this inside of their agency. So that way we have a nice fill-in of the SES ranks as we have these changes. So anyway, I can only manage what's at USDA. The great thing is that I hope then that people at USDA can wholeheartedly compete for, you know, SES or GS-15 jobs across the federal government as well as compete for those inside of USDA.
That's great. Now, you came from the private sector. You've now spent about 2.5 years with the USDA. What advice would you give to a person who's out there perhaps considering a career in the public service?
In some of our sidebar conversations here, you know, I think you've seen some of my enthusiasm with USDA. And, you know, it's not just what the government looks or feels like from the outside looking in. It's actually once you're in, the government's fascinating. The people don't always fully understand like what USDA does. Until you go out and you tell them and they say, oh, you have Forest Service. Oh, you just, you know, everybody looks at the stamp on the meat and says, that's what you're responsible for. And then when you talk about the food assistance programs and, you know, food stamps, they understand that. Then you talk about food pyramid, they understand that. But, you know, I'll tell you, I have on the sub-cabinet with me, I have doctors with me. I have probably some of the best business minds that I've seen. And they're operating high-profile programs that you can very clearly see how they affect a nation. And I'll tell you, the opportunity to serve, whether it's you take a job at the pleasure of the president or you take a job as trying to move into the civil servant ranks, I think it's just a great opportunity. You know, the people at USDA love their jobs. They love their mission. They understand what they're supposed to be doing. People in the USDA are passionate about their programs. And I assume it's that way across the government. The nice thing is that you make a clear difference in the United States and in the world.
That's great. Thank you. Unfortunately, we have reached the end of our time. But more importantly, Mike and I would like to thank you for taking time to participate here. And also for your dedicated service to our country in your across your roles at the USDA.
Thank you. And, you know, I really appreciate this opportunity. It's been a great opportunity. You know, hopefully as people listen to this program, they understand, A, you know, how fast the government is moving and how complex it is, as well as how simplistic it should be for our citizens to operate inside the government. You can go on to USDA.gov or to the various GSA sites that are out there to start to look at the programs and how the government is truly changing, how it's becoming more citizen-centric, user-friendly, et cetera, all the things that the president really wants to have happen. And so it's a great opportunity. I really appreciate the time that the two of you have taken out of your schedule to sit down with me at this time.
Great. Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Chuck Christopherson, Chief Financial Officer and Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. My co-host has been Mike Wasson, Director in IBM's Federal Civilian Industry Practice. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who may not be able to hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.